Texte numéro 100. Students unable to cope with cost of living crisis. Universities in England and Wales are doubling or tripling their hardship funds in anticipation of unprecedented demand from students struggling with the cost of living amid fears of widespread dropouts unless ministers offer more support. Just days into the new academic year, university and student leaders said they were already seeing signs of students being unable to cope, including not affording books for their courses, working 40-hour weeks, and being at risk of homelessness. The Vice-Chancellor of York University said students were facing general inflation combined with a cut to the value of their maintenance loans, which rose by 2.3% this year despite inflation running at 10%, and less help from families grappling with soaring household bills. He and other vice-chancellors from the research-intensive Russell Group had written to the Education Secretary to ask for increased maintenance loans and a reintroduction of the pandemic hardship payments. In the meantime, vice-chancellors have boosted their universities' packages to help students make ends meet, including free meals, energy grants, rent freezes, and increased bursaries. He said, "We've got enough evidence to suggest the demand is rising. Last year, our hardship funding was fully spent up, and this year we decided to put in quite a bit more money." Fears are growing about the impact on mental health for a cohort of students who missed out on socialising and rites of passage at school. The president of NUS, National Uni of Students, Wales, worried about the impact of isolation on students who can't afford to go out. One student told Tarn that despite Wales's more generous student finance package, they have just £100 to last the term after paying rent and bills. More than 150 student leaders from 80 different universities have written to the Chancellor, urging him to include support for students in his medium-term fiscal plan on 31st of October to ease the profound impact on students' ability to learn, with three-quarters unable to afford essential course materials and one in three living on £50 a month after paying rent and bills. A spokesperson for the Department for Education said, "We understand global inflationary pressures are squeezing household finances, and people are worried about covering the basics. Students who are worried about making ends meet should speak to their university about the support they can access. This year, universities in England can boost their hardship funds by drawing on up to £261 million we have made available through the Office for Students." But vice-chancellors said that university budgets are already stretched thin as they grapple with inflation and the eroded value of the tuition fee. Adapted from The Guardian, October 2022.